Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for this Friday, a mixture of sun and clouds, high of only about 22 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 12. It's also 12 degrees in Burlington, 12 in Milwaukee, and in Racine it's 11 degrees. Not guilty of the plea of Racine resident Joseph Jackson to killing another man at a far southwest side apartment complex just over a year ago. 26-year-old Jackson bound over for trial after his preliminary hearing on charges of first-degree intentional homicide, armed robbery, and possession of a firearm by a felon. The body of Michael Hardy, discovered in his Indiana Street apartment south of Durand in January of last year by police doing a check on his welfare. Court documents show investigators determined that Hardy had $10,000 in his possession when he was killed. Jackson remains in the Racine County Jail with a status conference in his case set for next week. In an attempt to reduce the amount of overtime put in by the staff at the Kenosha County Pretrial Facility and Detention Center, Sheriff David Beth is looking into the possibility of hiring part-time correctional officers. Vacancies at both centers have resulted in enforced overtime for existing staff members. The county recently extended a special wage to encourage supervisors to fill the open shifts. Chief Deputy Mark Levin told the county board's Judiciary and Law Enforcement Committee that he talked to jail officials across the state, and many do use part-time staff members.
There are quite a few departments, some as large and many smaller than ours, that are utilizing this type of workforce, but those folks also would sometimes substitute as dispatchers, cooks. I mean, it matters how big their departments are. Ours would strictly be for correctional officers and direct supervising.
Levin stressing it's just one idea being discussed at this point. More than 80 people attended a recent corrections recruitment event. County officials saying that more than 100 have applied for correctional jobs. The deadline for application is January 11th. The office of Racine State Senator Van Wongard, who also, of course, represents part of Kenosha County, says it is now looking into the recent closure of Promotions Unlimited on Highway 11 in Mount Pleasant, and most, if not all, of the workers finding the loss of compensation for those final days of work. A spokesperson for Senator Wongard says their inquiry to the State Department of Workforce Development is about whether this constitutes wage theft. In the meantime, the workers have been told that any chance to get their last week or so of salary has got to begin with a formal filing of a labor standards complaint. The Journal-Times says the now former Promotions Unlimited workers had to fight what is known as reverse depositing by the company's payroll firm, removing money from accounts. Promotions Unlimited closing its doors January 27th. First year of the Gateway Promise program exceeds expectations, with more than 800 students applying by the deadline of yesterday.
This program is really designed to help students think about what their career path might be going on toward college, and to create a pathway of affordability for all families to be able to help their students be successful.
That's Gateway President Brian Albrecht saying they will now work with those students to assure that they meet all the qualifications of the program, which will allow them to enroll at Gateway tuition-free.
A couple of those are to make sure that they have their GPA graduating from high school with a 2.0, and that they get enrolled in one of our bridge programs, which we'll be offering this summer to indoctrinate them to the college environment and to give them all the academic support resources necessary to be successful once they get here.
Albrecht says that students with an ATC score of 16 or higher and meet other requirements will automatically be eligible. Now, it's expected 250 to 300 students will be able to participate in the first year of this program, and for which funding is available. Albrecht adds that students who apply to Gateway but who don't qualify for the Promise program will still get support in achieving their goal to go on to higher education. Students residing in Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties are eligible for the Gateway Promise program. One proposed roundabout with a future reconstruction of Durand Avenue in Racine from Kentucky Street to Kearney Avenue is no longer being considered. Another that was recommended for that main thoroughfare at Memorial Drive is still not a done deal with the state. City Public Works and Services Committee told removal of the roundabout design at either West Boulevard or Taylor Avenue was due in part to community input meetings and perhaps the cost of property acquisition.
The folks that showed up and commented were very negative on that roundabout. And there might have been other things as far as, you know, traffic counts, things of that sort, that, cost-benefit analysis. I think there was going to require the purchase of some real estate, and I think probably the cost-benefit analysis might have fallen out.
Public Works Commissioner Mark Yellen noting that roundabouts do help to slow traffic and reduce accidents based on statistics, but are not appropriate in all situations. An amendment to the design contract for the Durant Avenue project from Kentucky to Kearney brings the total cost to $1.2 million, 80% of it funded by the state. City Engineer John Rooney, meanwhile, tells WRJN News that the other project on Durant, from Kearney to almost Sheridan Road, that still needs public input before a final design plan is developed. And a proposed roundabout at Memorial Drive is not a certainty. Racine's Water Utility has received an inquiry from the City of Franklin about the possibility of being its wholesale water supplier once a current 30-year deal with Oak Creek runs out after the year 2024. During this week's Waterworks Commission meeting, Utility General Manager Keith Haas explained that Racine is one of three utilities sent the same letter by Franklin's city engineer.
Their commission and City Council and Public Works Department has asked their city engineer to solicit interest from other water purveyors along Lake Michigan to see if anyone else is interested in serving Franklin in the future, 7 years from now. So currently Oak Creek is their water supplier. Most people know that Oak Creek might be serving water to Waukesha in the next couple of years.
Haas indicating no love lost between Franklin and Oak Creek on past rate changes in their current deal, so Franklin's looking around at other possible options.
Franklin and Oak Creek have had contested rate cases for probably the last 10 or 15 years. I won't say it's ugly, but it's never pleasant. So there's a long history between Franklin and Oak Creek right now. And so Franklin's just kind of throwing it out there saying, hey, are you interested?
Haas explaining Oak Creek may still be a player in all of this, while Racine likely won't beat the odds or lower rates. When asked about capacity and capability, Haas explained that Racine's system could easily accommodate Franklin. The commission authorized a letter to Franklin about what the Racine Water Utility does have to offer, including the current rates, same as utility officials in Milwaukee and South Milwaukee will be doing. Snap-on Incorporated of Kenosha reporting gains in both revenue and profit during the fourth quarter ending 2016, 14% gain in net income. The company reported $3.4 billion in revenue, a 2.3% increase for the year. In the fourth quarter alone, revenue was $889.9 million, a 4.5% increase. And the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, that is, the state's Chamber of Commerce, honoring Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senator Van Wongard with the prestigious Working for Wisconsin Award for fighting for job creation and supporting pro-growth policies during their appearance at BRP U.S. Incorporated in Sturtevant. The award given to lawmakers that the business group says stands up for jobs and improve the state's business climate, voting 80% or greater in support of pro-jobs positions on the WMC's legislative scorecard. A news release has Voss and Wongard voting 100% of the time to support job-creating legislation. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. At WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.